Coffee for EMS Office Hours, and these are some top tips for EMS professionals. Now, of course, these are my tips and things that I think are important for you to sort of keep in mind when you're out there in the field. Okay, there's no particular order here, but I'm hoping that you can kind of think about what I'm saying here and either implement it in your day-to-day EMS adventures, or even build upon what you might already be doing. So here they go. Number one, and this is number one pretty much in everything you're going to do in EMS, right? You hear it from instructors. You hear it on exams. You skill stations is what? Scene safety, BSI. Now, before you shut this audio off or fast forward through this part here, keep in mind that today's scene safety, today's BSI, to me, is much more relevant than before. Now, you might be thinking, well, you know, we always have to be safe on the scene. We always got to wear gloves and BSI and all that good stuff, right? Well, yes, but I believe, for me anyway, you know, years ago, I would just be parroting back that phrase, right? Scene safety, BSI. What does that mean? Well, I go on scene, I make sure nobody's got a gun pointed at me. No, nowadays, if you look online at any point, you've got paramedics being assaulted more and more on a regular basis. You've got paramedics just recently, two of them being stabbed on a scene by an intoxicated patient, right? Guys, this is something, I don't know if it's out there more because the media is more relevant now and it's more out there with social media and all that great stuff, right? Or is it because we are more targets now than we used to be because we're perceived as sort of this public authority out there, right? So keep that in mind, guys. Be aware of your surroundings. You get an intoxication, have the police check their pockets. You check their pockets if they're going to be in the back of the ambulance with you. Be safe. The same thing goes with BSI. Don't take for granted that you can touch grandma without gloves on because she's okay. Guys, we've got things like MRSA out there, right? We've got the E. coli going on. There's all sorts of airborne, bloodborne, and contact precautions that we need to be taking to avoid getting sick and bringing that stuff home to our families, or better yet, giving it to a patient that's the next patient from the patient we just had, right? You don't want to be carrying it from patient to patient. Guys, remember those two things, scene safety, BSI. That, to me, again, especially nowadays, is really that number one thing that as an EMS professional you have to keep in mind. All right, number two, introduce yourself to your patients. I see, and I remember years ago when a patient would ask my partner or another provider their name, and it would be like, here's my shield number. Or contact the hospital and they can give you the name of people that were here. I never really got that, right? The patient asks you your name, whether they're asking because they want to complain about you, whether they want to write something good about you, or maybe they just want to know your name because they're interacting with you, because they're in an emergency situation, even if it's not a great emergency, it's their emergency. It's your name. Right? It's not, you're not giving them your social security number. You're not giving them your address, right? You didn't have to give them your last name unless they asked for it. There's nothing wrong with getting to a patient and your first contact with them before you say, why'd you call 911 or what's going on today? You can say, hi, what's your name? When they give it to you, you can say, well, my name is Jimmy, or whatever your name is, right? My name is Jimmy. I'm going to be taking care of you today. There's nothing wrong with starting off your patient contact with that simple sentence, okay? It starts off your contact on a positive note, and it makes you that EMS professional that the patient and the family and other people on the scene are expecting when you get onto the scene. Guys, number three today, this is sort of a clinical tool type of thing, but I want to talk about automatic BP cuffs. Great tools. Nowadays in the hospitals, you see every room has automatic BP cuff. You rarely see a nurse take an actual blood pressure. Even when the blood pressure machine is saying some crazy number, right? They won't go and take a manual one right away. They'll have the automatic cuff, take it a few times to see maybe it's the next one that will be right. It's a great tool for a lot of us in EMS. A lot of monitors nowadays have that NIBP cuff attached to it, right? Great tools to use, guys. But to me, my tip, use them, but use them with caution. Get a trend on the blood pressure that is taking. And before you use the automatic blood pressure cuff, take a manual blood pressure and then compare it to what the auto BP cuff says. Or if the BP cuff, you're using the auto BP cuff, take a manual blood pressure as well at some point during your patient contact so you can compare the two and make sure that it's an accurate blood pressure. Okay, and again, get those trends. Take a few manuals, take a few automatics, and make sure that they're kind of matching up, guys, so that you're not just relying on the machine. Okay, that's my tip. To be a real EMS professional is not just rely on the machine. Take a manual BP cuff, especially if you're giving medications to a patient and you're doing advanced procedures on the patient. You want to be sure you got an accurate blood pressure. Okay, that's it for today's top tips for EMS professionals. I hope you can use some of them. And if you have something to build on any of the three that I mentioned today, put them in the comments below. What do you do when it comes to scene safety and BSI? What do you do as far as introducing yourself to a patient? And what do you do when you're using that automatic blood pressure cuff? I want to hear about it. I want to see what you're doing out there in the field and build upon the tips that I'm giving here, okay? I'm not the end-all be-all. These are my tips. These are what I'm passionate about. So if you have some tips for EMS professionals, put them in the comments as well, and maybe I'll elaborate on those in the next installment of Top Tips for EMS Professionals. Guys, that's it for me. This is Jim Hoffman for EMS Office Hours. As always, stay safe.